This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Low-carb keto yo-yo diets, GLP-1 injections, but you're never going to lose weight if your liver is clogged with fat. So what can you do? It's simple. Almacead. Almacead is a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight. And it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Join millions who have transformed their lives with Almacead. Find out more and see the university studies at almacead.com. That's almaced.com.
The North Texas stories you need to know. This is the All Local from News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Our top story this morning, we're following breaking news as two people are dead in two separate highway accidents in Dallas overnight.
One of the freeways is still closed right now.
Let's bring in Joyce Nielsen in the 1080 Traffic Center for the latest on this, Joyce.
Yeah, we've been watching this for a number of hours. This occurred in the overnight hours. Our red alert southbound 75 closed, and that's going to start at Royal and continue through Walnut Hill because of this accident and the resulting investigation. Now, the last check still slowing back into Richardson, at least an hour's delay, so definitely need to seek an alternate route. But again, South 75 is closed, Royal through Walnut Hill, because of an overnight accident.
And that Central Expressway crash ends up with a person, reportedly a pedestrian, dead at the scene. For an up-close report on that 75 closure, KRLD's Tristan Ryans continues our team coverage.
I'm on my way into the KRLD studios, heading 75 southbound, and it is traffic that is not moving. It is absolute standstill. So bad, in fact, that up near about Forest Lane, I saw vehicles completely turning around on the entrance ramp to exit and start taking the service road. So if you're heading 75 southbound at this moment, you've still got a little bit of runway. It might be time to start considering other options, maybe even hitting up that navigation to see if you have alternate routes, because it is standstill traffic 75 southbound around near Forest Lane, moving up towards about, maybe about Park Central. I'm Tristan Ryan, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Thank you so much, Tristan. Another person, also a pedestrian, died around 1 o'clock on southbound Stemmons, just south of 635. That accident remains under investigation by Dallas County Sheriff's deputies, but the freeway has now reopened.
After being highly classified for more than 60 years, thousands of documents pertaining to the JFK assassination have been released. But into late yesterday afternoon, social media was alive with people complaining about the delays.
And then, just like that, at around 6 o'clock Central Time, they were there. There were reports that as soon as President Donald Trump ordered the final release of about 80,000 documents, national security lawyers frantically worked through the documents before they're released. The documents, once released, show up at archives.gov/research/JFK. President Trump ordered the final release earlier this week after issuing an executive order shortly after he took office in January. It will take days to determine if anything major comes from this last round of documents, but nothing is expected to change the official conclusion that Lee Harvey Oswald acted alone. From the 24-hour news center, Eric Bushman, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
You want to do some light reading? You can see all the documents for yourself in this story at KRLD.com.
Should be interesting. And of course, tourists in Dealey Plaza, where Kennedy was shot, hope something meaningful comes from the newly declassified material.
I think everybody's dead that was involved in it. And I'd like to, you know the truth. So I'm excited to hopefully have some kind of closure to this.
Others say it's important to learn the government's perspective on the Kennedy assassination.
As part of the president's plan to dismantle DEI, diversity, equity, and inclusion programs, the Trump administration has announced that the federal government will no longer explicitly prohibit contractors, government contractors, from having segregated restaurants, segregated waiting rooms, segregated drinking fountains. The change, announced as a symbolic move, they say, comes after President Trump revoked President Lyndon Johnson's decades-old order, diversity and affirmation action practices in the federal government. There, of course, are laws against this, state and federal laws against segregation, but federal contractors are no longer under that federal rule as of this morning.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code SHAVE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code SHAVE. Enjoy.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to streeteasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
I'm Jordan Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new Unrivaled League, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey Podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Fort Worth police have released body cam video from an incident last week where an officer fired his weapon. Officers were dispatched to a restaurant on Terminal Road because the building's alarm system went off. One of the officers saw something inside the building when they got there.
I'm the owner.
Well, as he just said, that man was the owner of the business who had also responded to the alarm. Assistant Chief Robert Aldridge says that information had not been relayed to the officers.
This one, we had some information that indicated there possibly was somebody on the property. We had an alarm company that gave us that indication. This was a business that was closed. Nobody should have been there. It wasn't a private residence.
The officer fired at the man, but he was not hit. They're glad nobody was hurt.
Garland police say he killed a man back in 2009, and now he's been caught in Mexico.
Police say in 2009, Cesar Orozco was dropping off his child with his ex-wife when he approached a 26-year-old working on a car nearby. Witnesses told police an argument ensued, and Orozco shot the man several times, killing him before taking off. Investigators learned Orozco suspected that the man was seeing his ex-wife. Orozco's car was found abandoned a few miles away with the murder weapon still inside. Last week, Orozco was arrested in Mexico as part of a coordinated effort with the FBI and Mexican authorities. He's still awaiting extradition back to Texas. From the 24-Hour News Center, Austin, York, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
News Radio 1080 KRLD, the station in DFW for market and business updates. Our KRLD business analyst, David Johnson.
Good morning, all. Happy hump day. We've got a big day today. The focus is on 1 o'clock this afternoon. That's when the latest episode of the Dot Plot drops. Well, the Dot Plot is not actually a Netflix series. Well, it is a publication that comes out of the Federal Reserve Open Market Committee, and it plots dots. It kind of looks into the future And it looks at sort of the best guess of the members of the Federal Reserve about the interest rates. And so you look for cuts, you look for raises, you look for stability. But also there'll be a lot of commentary about the economy and whether we any signs of inflation, what they think is the impact of the tariffs or the expected tariffs or whatever. I expect a lot of hedging, but it's going to be a very important moment in time, and that'll be the major focus. In advance of that, looks like after a big rally on Monday and a sell-off yesterday, particularly in the NASDAQ stocks, we get some stability, at least on the opening. The NASDAQ looks up 60. The Dow looks down 14 points. The S&P average looks up 11. But, you know, if we'd talked 3 minutes ago, those numbers were all reversed. So it's that sort of a day. We do have some economic news out today. The mortgage applications numbers fell off a cliff, down 6.2%. That is because mortgage rates went up for the first time in 9 weeks. The purchase index was unchanged. Refinancings are what's really dropping off, down 13% week over week. We've got some individual stocks that are beginning to come with earnings. General Mills has cut their fiscal year guidance because of the impact of what they say the macro uncertainty. But also what we see typically in times like this is people stop buying the premium brands. I mean, you don't buy, I don't know, Captain Crunch. You go to, you know, Bob's Crunch, whatever is half the price. Williams-Sonoma is coming out with numbers in a few minutes. That's a higher-end retailer. It'll be interesting to see what they have to say. They are joining the S&P 500. Ollie's Bargain Basement is trading a little bit lower. The earnings were in line. Revenues missed, but they're adding to their buyback. And I was listening to a little bit of the conference call, and they're really optimistic because a lot of their competitors are going bankrupt and closing stores, so they think they can benefit from that. And here's an interesting one. You'd think the high end would be challenged. Signet. So Signet owns Zale Jewelers and Jared and a lot of jewelers at Piercing Pagoda. Their earnings and revenues were, you know, maybe a little bit better than expected, but there's an activist shareholder who's in there, Select Equities, and they own almost 10%, and they're calling it immediate sales, so that stock's up 15%. Yeah, you guys have become sensitive to the term.
Yes, we have.
Activist shareholder.
Yes.
We've seen that. Crude's down 6 cents. Gold's up $5.60. 10-year rate's up just a smidge. Right now, it looks like a mixed opening. David Johnson, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
So, David, along with Bob's Crunch, can you find Unlucky Charms?
Aww.
In the cereal aisle?
I'm sorry, but Captain Crunch is a damn American war hero. We don't mess with Captain Crunch.
He's got the wrong stripes, though, remember?
Come on now.
Oh, my goodness. I love it. Well, two men are convicted in connection with deaths of 53 migrants in San Antonio. You remember this story from just a few years back.
Dozens of people who'd paid to be smuggled across the border in 2022 died in the back of a tractor trailer. They'd been placed in the cargo area in Laredo, but the air conditioning for that part of the vehicle was broken. As the temperature inside soared well into the triple digits, they screamed and banged on the walls of the trailer for help and tried to claw their way out. By the time the truck got to San Antonio, 48 of them were dead. Another five died at hospitals in San Antonio. Felipe Orduna Torres and Armando Gonzalez Ortega were convicted by a federal jury and could face up to life in prison when they are sentenced this summer. From the 24-Hour News Center, Stephen Pickering, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
The All Local is updated three times a day. For the latest news, weather, and traffic, listen to News Radio 1080 KRLD. Visit KRLD.com, download the Odyssey app, or ask your smart speaker to play News Radio 1080 KRLD.